Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the speed of the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on a third watch right now, and I do mean everybody, regardless of what it is that you're doing, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, let's say good morning again to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We started talking about Devin Nunes and the fact that he's going to come in and run Trump's social media empire, wherever that happens to go. But there's something else that's going on out there. CNN, we touched a little bit on. But Don Lemon, or Don Lemon, whichever you prefer to call him, has been accused of inserting himself into an investigation with the Jesse Smollett trial.
I haven't paid too much attention to Don Lemon or CNN, but
me neither.
You know, they don't make any moves. They don't do anything at that network without legal counsel on, you know, how far they can necessarily go, and without Zucker saying that he approves, or he even suggests every day on programming, you know, what to say and how to say it and when to say it and for how long. So the fact that Chris Cuomo is suing CNN for breach of contract and for the, what he calls breach of contract, and for the rest of his financial piece of the contract.
$18 million.
That would also include Zucker himself. So he has said that everything, Cuomo has said that everything he was doing was well known and coordinated by Zucker. So he could be implicated, and really so could Don Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, could this be the demise of CNN? I kind of saw it coming. And when there was all this chatter about Trump starting a media operation, that he had just, you know, take what is already out there with distribution and whatnot and buy CNN. And wouldn't it be poetic justice if he kind of retooled the whole thing?
Well, who's this woman that's threatening to sue the network for this, one of the employees that Cuomo had, a sexual encounter or something like that?
I don't know who the woman is, but apparently there was some other craziness that was going on, some other sexual harassment stuff going on, and this time by Chris Cuomo. This is, you know, I don't know where that's going to go. I have no idea. But yeah, this is going to be pretty fascinating to see what necessarily happens.
Mm-hmm. Now, the authorities yesterday in Lexington County, South Carolina, announced that they had stopped a 14-year-old from another school massacre. He was turned in by his friends that rode the bus with him, apparently. And thank goodness they were able to stop that, or we would have had another bloodbath.
Well, you know, there's some people out there necessarily trying to do a good thing. You know, a lot of our young kids have kind of been radicalized because of bullying, because of social media, mm-hmm. because of a lot of reasons. And some of these parents are oblivious to what is happening, or they know it and they just kind of ignore it, just saying, oh, this is just a phase. And, you know, not every condition is exactly alike, but there's some common themes that are happening here. And it puts the burden on their contemporaries, their friends, and it puts the burden on the schools. And sometimes the schools don't do nearly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the case of this deal in Oxford, with this last shooting, some of the school personnel could also be sued or criminally charged. So.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, the responsibility of nobody searched the backpack and nobody even thought to do it. I find that hard to believe. When you got somebody threatening to do stuff.
Well, it's not like it wasn't already out there. I mean, this kid was posting on social media, not mm-hmm. necessarily Facebook, but generally a lot of it happens on TikTok or Instagram. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then that burden falls on the FBI. Well, the FBI is, you know, they're pretty overwhelmed at other it's stuff. And not that they can't do it or don't sign people, but have a resource problem.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this is where I'm going to be today.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho to you too there, Frank. Thanks very much. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by the Geico Insurance Company. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the website, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own or drive. By the way, that would be the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV? Yep, they can do that. And then here's where you save the money. If you bundle your homeowners or renters or condo insurance in there with your car, you will save a bunch of money. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and I'm sure you're going to save some money. All right, over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
We have Elliot on the line, so let's go to Elliot. Elliot in Wesley Chapel, what's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. Hey, Denise, I want to run this by you right quick here. You know, back in April 17th of 2021, Georgia lawmaker Vernon Jones, a friend of President Trump, announced he will run for governor of Georgia. Now, candidate Perdue loses in the Senate race. Now, we have Herschel Walker announces run for the Georgia U.S. Senate. Perdue announces he will run for governor of Georgia. Now, I hope these two men decides who is best to lead Georgia, because their total focus should be on Stacey Abrams. She's a crying foul about the Georgia elections in which she lost. She has enriched herself with wealthy money from billion-dollar donors, as we know. She is an acute, bona fide liar complainer. The Democrats have taken this country and rammed it into a meteorite. She will take Georgia and turn it into Chicago, Los Angeles, St. Louis, and New York City, which are hell below zero projects. Republicans in Georgia, get your SHT together. Who is the best candidate, Vernon Jones or David Perdue? You guys figure it out quick, because we can't afford to lose. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, and by the way, he just said that to the folks in Georgia listening, and hello, Atlanta.
Well, you know, he's spot on. I was just, you know, Elliot, I'm from Atlanta, and my son, who's lived in Atlanta all of his life, just couldn't do it anymore. just could not do the city anymore. So he moved down here last Friday. He bailed out, sold his businesses, the whole thing, and moved down here last Friday. Atlanta also has a new mayor. There was a runoff, and this mayor is just not qualified to be mayor. But Kemp has made the right decisions, but he all except for the agreement that he had with Stacey Abrams. I don't know where that necessarily came from, how that all transpired, but nonetheless, he's not a true leader. He's kind of a reactionary when it comes to running the state. I also asked my son, I said, whatever happened to Doug Collins? I think it was a huge mistake that he dropped out of Congress to run for a Senate seat and then lost that one.
Yep.
So there are a lot of lessons to be learned about what did happen in a lot of ways, a lot of places in Georgia. Georgia's got some work to do, but Perdue has said something interesting, that he wants to eliminate the state income tax. I think it's a good idea, but it's going to take a long time. Now, Governor Reeves of Mississippi is working to do the same thing.
Correct.
You know, that tells you that they are necessarily looking at Texas and Florida as model states on what to do from a business and economic standpoint. But, yeah, Georgia's pretty interesting. So,
now,
sadly,
we got to talk about little Dr. Fauci, because apparently little Dr. Fauci spends some of his day watching Fox News. And who knew? Now, in the middle of a pandemic, shouldn't he, you know, be dealing with a pandemic? Well, instead, Dr. Fauci publicly complained that Laura Logan was mean to him on Fox News when she said that he was compared him to Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor known as the Angel of Death, for performing medical experiments at Auschwitz. And she said, and this is her quote, not mine, "I'm talking about people all across the world are saying this." And a lot of them were. I saw it on the Internet, and you did, too. So he goes and complains on MSNBC, of all places, and spent an interview talking about Laura Logan. And this is what Fauci said that probably got her suspended. He said she's completely incorrect in everything she says. What I find striking is how she gets no discipline whatsoever from the Fox Network. Now, they can hear her say that with no comment and no disciplinary action. I'm astounded by that. Next thing you know, we haven't seen Laura Logan in over a week.
We don't know that she was actually suspended.
Nope.
Because Fox never comments on those. However, it was the Jewish community that actually got in touch with the Fox leadership and made a major complaint. They were the ones that were mostly offended. It wasn't Fauci. Fox doesn't care about Fauci, but it was the Jews that were very disappointed and very upset. So I don't know what they did with, you know, Laura Logan. they may have put her on assignment and you know, because she has her own show over there on Fox Nation.
Yeah.
So they may have just put her on assignment and, you know, she's gone for a while doing the assignment. So I don't know. But she's not wrong.
No.
When you do things like gain of function,
mm-hmm.
Which was going on, and I would say not just necessarily at Wuhan. Mm-hmm. I think that the gain of function operations are bigger than we necessarily think they are.
Mm-hmm.
And
then what we heard, he did with the dogs.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't believe that she was necessarily wrong, but you know, sometimes being right doesn't mean that you ought to do it. Anyway, so, yeah, we need to judge slowly on this one.
Now, the Democrats are trying to plot, some of them, their escape from Biden's poll woes because it continues to get worse. The numbers, I know the election's 11 months away. It seems like it's an attorney in politics, but it ain't getting any better. It's getting worse, and it doesn't matter where you look. And we got Democrats now that are starting to retire because I think they can see the writing on the wall. But when would you think I could sit here and tell you that in Michigan, the Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, the queen of the pandemic restrictions, is underwater by almost 15 points running for re-election?
Well, I mean, the woman ought to be completely underwater, not just only by 15 points.
Correct.
But, look, we're in a situation here where they have, under the Biden administration, they are really making it such that the federal government is in complete power of not only business, private corporations, and your life, which is obviously a wrong model, and that's being proven out because there's nothing else, the lawsuits that this administration is losing left and right.
Right.
And, you know, we're getting fleeced. I don't know how else to put it. But, you know, mm-hmm. taxpayers are absolutely getting fleeced.
Mm-hmm.
But they tried to change voting. They changed immigration. They changed the taxation. They changed regulations. They've changed the oil and gas industry. I mean, there isn't anything that they haven't just destroyed. Now, what's the scary part here is Iran, North Korea, China, and Russia.
Yeah.
And Biden has his virtual phone call today with Putin. I think it's early. It could be happening now for all I know because of the time difference.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The phone call terrifies me.
Yeah, we'll find out soon, won't we? Okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. We'll know what the phone call is by that time. Take care and have a great day and drive careful. It's really foggy. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. I'm coming right back with more. Ron Edwards is taking us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to The Captain, Matt Hughes, on America's Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a sweeping coronavirus vaccine mandate for all private employers in New York City on Monday morning to combat the spread of the Omicron variant. Mr. de Blasio said the aggressive measure, which takes effect December 27th, was needed as a preemptive strike.
We're going to have some other measures as well to really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now with COVID.
De Blasio said the new measure would apply to about 184,000 businesses. President Biden is calling prescription drug prices outrageously expensive. Speaking at the White House, Biden said the U.S. has the most expensive prescription drug prices of any developed nation in the world and said the Build Back Better legislation will bring down the cost of prescriptions. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And ladies and gentlemen, because today is Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 2021, 80 years later, I'm going to go back with the permission of National Aviation Academy, whose ad you're going to hear in just a second here, and play Franklin Delano Roosevelt when he addressed Congress on December the 8th, 1941.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, and this is the recording of what it sounded like when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt walked into the joint session of Congress to address the country the day after Pearl Harbor.
And so after they come in, the President of the United States will arrive, and at that time we intend to turn you over to the Speaker's platform. We're taken out of the Speaker's platform as the President is arriving.
Senators and representatives, I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States.
Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. And while this reply stated that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations, it contained no threat or hint of war or of armed attack. It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned many days or even weeks ago. During the intervening time, the Japanese government has deliberately sought to deceive the United States by false statements and expressions of hope for continued peace. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. The people of the United States have already formed their opinions and well understand the implications to the very life and safety of our nation. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. But always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. Congress and of the people, when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Now, that's where it ends, because they start cheering and yelling and all that sort of stuff. But, folks, that was history you just heard on this Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 2021, 80 years later. And today I'm going to be over at Mission Barbecue, and I'm going to have the honor of being and having at my table one or two or three World War II veterans. If you have an opportunity and you're in the neighborhood, please stop by and tell them thank you. It'll mean so much to them for all they gave up. All right, coming back.
Food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about.
To the website Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com or Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Either way, you'll find out what thousands of people have found out over the years that have come here from all over the state of Florida, South Georgia, the Panhandle, Tampa Bay, up and down the Eastern Seaboard, the upper Midwest, Canada, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Moss, whatever it takes.
And they want to be the best auto dealership in the nation. Remember, they're the home, exclusive home,
of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken care of greatly. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, or Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And to the watchdog on Wall Street we go, Mr. Watchdog.
Hey, good morning.
What is going on in New York City with Bill de Blasio?
Hey, talking about blindsiding businesses at the last minute on his way out the door. I don't know. I'm sure that there'll be some sort of lawsuit against this. This guy is going to go down as the worst mayor in the history of the city of New York, and I think he knows it.
And he wants to run for governor, Chris.
No, he's got no shot.
Good Lord.
Got no shot. There's no way. He tried running for the presidency, too. I mean, the guy, he's delusional. He really is. The entire state of New York does not look like New York City, that's for sure. He does not have a shot in this state by any stretch of the imagination. And, again, he's forcing businesses to police this. Get on top of it. I think it's probably, for the most part, going to be just completely ignored.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, Joe Biden just continues to roll along. His numbers continue to go down. A group of economists yesterday from the National Association of Business Economists said that they expect the inflation to actually surge towards the end of next year and get worse.
Yeah, I talked about this yesterday on my podcast, and they were expecting the fourth quarter for it to continue to be hot above 6%. They also said that moving forward, inflation is going to be persistent over the next several years. Yeah, my position when it comes to inflation, it's always been much, much worse and much hotter than the Fed has let on and the powers that be have let on. I judge the inflation based upon stuff that people need to survive on an everyday basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I care less that, if you can get a television set for less this year than you did last year, you can't eat the television set. Inflation should be based upon things that we need to survive on every single day. And, these things have gone through the roof. I mean, I just looked up again at another thing, health insurance. And again, the health insurance going up a significant amount.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I mean, just astronomical type prices, unless you're getting subsidized by the federal government. It's crazy.
Well, I know the people don't need to hear this, but we need to tell them. West Texas crude went up $3.23 a barrel yesterday, and Brent crude went up $3.20 a barrel, and the wholesale price of gasoline went up 9 cents a gallon yesterday, and the wholesale price of diesel went up 7 cents a gallon yesterday. So beware of what you see coming at the pumps one more time.
Yeah, I've kind of almost resigned myself. We go 5 cents this way, 7 cents back forth. I think you're going to have persistently high prices, and it's just based upon supply and demand, and until we increase the supply, just expect more of the same.
Yeah, and Biden has no control over this unless he does one thing, and that's turn the faucet back on, drill baby drill, and start producing, get the Keystone Pipeline going, and that would correct the problem. But no, we can't do that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's the supply side of the equation. No argument for me. This has always been the case.
Yeah. Hey, listen, who is this company called Better.com that laid off 900 employees on a Zoom call?
I was thinking some mortgage company, if I'm not.
Jeez.
I'm not too familiar with it. Some of these small startups and whatnot. I kind of look at them quickly and discard them quickly. And they just got another round of financing as well. But that's kind of an odd way of handling business. And obviously, that's not going to endear many customers and people to your business if you handle your employees and that. Type of fashion. I understand, obviously, the business is not doing as well, and they have to lay people off, but the manner is something that I would never, I think it's just absurd.
Now, do you know who Cantor Fitzgerald is?
Yeah.
Their CEO yesterday said Rumble and Trump's Truth platform, that's the social platform that's coming, have a distribution deal?
We'll see. I know I saw that Devin Nunes has stepped down and he's going to be the CEO.
Yes.
Of this, and he's close with Donald Trump. We'll find out. That's some social media thing. That's a different market, a difficult market to kind of work your way into. We saw the problems and the issues that, Parler had. Obviously they're kind of back online, but it's a very difficult thing to do. I would be very, very, I would caution people, against getting involved in something like this until they get on more stable ground.
Yeah, and of course you've got the one called Getter, which I believe is James Miller started that.
Mm-hmm.
Another Trump guy.
Yeah, it's a lot to manage, quite frankly. You kind of, how many social media platforms does one need to be on, or what does one need? You got to get people to move, and difficult. It is. Not to say that it can't be done, but I'm saying it's not an easy thing.
Now, there's an HBO movie that's come out called The Wizard of Lies, which is all about Bernie Madoff.
Oh, that came out several years ago, actually. Mm-hmm. Robert De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer, very, very good. They're a very interesting account. My favorite part in the movie was basically when, he tried to get Ken Langone to invest and this brand new fund that he was starting out that was supposedly better, and Ken Langone being the honest, straightforward guy, he says, why do I get this special deal? How come I'm getting it and your clients that you've had for years are not getting this? And mm-hmm. he said, I smell a rat. And that's basically where it all really kind of started falling downhill, and I'm a big fan of Ken Langone.
Now, here's some big news that came out yesterday. Toyota plans to build a $1.3 billion battery plant outside Greensboro, North Carolina.
I heard about this. Again, this is the reality, people. The electric vehicles, I've got clients that are involved that own multiple dealerships, and super high-end cars. I'm mm-hmm. talking Japanese Honda, Toyota. Mm-hmm. This is the direction they're going in. They really are. They're kind of, all the companies are kind of bought in, and they're going to go in towards the electric car route. One of the things about electric cars, there's less moving parts to them. I think they're easier to assemble. It's interesting, the direction.
Okay, well, you take care, and I will talk to you tomorrow. And stay low, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And this is our way out.
My name is Specialist Lane Hudson at K-Town, Germany. I want to give a shout-out to the Florida Highway Patrol and all the first responders in Tampa and the Central Florida area. Happy holidays.
I'm Specialist Ford from Veterinary Medical Center of Europe in Kaiserslautern, Germany, giving a special shout-out to Tampa, Florida.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.